Hello again. Time for the Cleveland Indians season preview. And if you've been even just generally keeping track with the baseball world, you probably have heard about how the Indians, they are a team that is a little confusing. They are sort of tanking, sort of half tanking, half not, because they trade away their best player, Francisco Lindor, to the New York Mets back in January. And they didn't really get that much in return. They finished last year 35-25. They make it to the wild card round. They got beaten two games by the Yankees. And that was it for them. They had kind of an uneventful season, except for trading away Mike Clevinger to the Padres. And then Zach Plesac and Mike Clevinger a couple weeks before the trade deadline. They had some party or whatever. They went out in Chicago. They got sent to the alternate site. Corona thing. Can't be doing that during this season. And they got sent away. And then Zach Plesac came back up. He had a decent season, you could sort of say. He had 8 starts, 2.28 ERA, but that's kind of limited. Sorry about the sneeze. Just something stuck up in my nose. Oh my goodness. Jose Ramirez and Shane Bieber both had great seasons. Shane Bieber won the AL Cy Young. Shane Bieber, 12 starts, 77 innings, 122 strikeouts, 1.63 ERA. Very good season for Shane Bieber. And then beyond that, you had debuts for Tristan McKenzie, who was the number 3 starter. He made his debut. You had guys that came up and were pretty successful. Cam Hill came up. He was a reliever, but he was kind of hyped up as, like, really good and stuff like that. Same with James Karinchak. He ended up giving up a grand slam in the wild card series to Gio Urshela, so he had kind of a rough playoffs. And there were guys that were supposed to have big years that didn't really. They got Franmil Reyes in 2019 from the Padres as well. The Padres and the Indians certainly have a thing going. But Franmil Reyes, he was all right. He had 113 OPS plus, but definitely not the season that people were expecting. He played in 59 games, so there's that. He took up spots. Cesar Hernandez had a good year. I liked Cesar Hernandez. Carlos Santana, he did his usual thing. Walked a lot. Struck out kind of a lot. He had more walks than strikeouts. Everybody likes that. And then Josh Naylor, who they picked up from the Padres in 2019, he had a really good year. He had a 52 OPS plus, but he was really, really good in the playoffs in the two games. Austin Hedges, they traded for in the Mike Clevinger deal. Austin Hedges in 6 games, 1-for-12, 0.83 batting average. That's tough. They signed Domingo Santana in the offseason. He had a terrible year. He's in Japan now. And then Oscar Mercado, who was the breakout player from 2019 for the Indians, had a horrendous season. -5 OPS plus. That's tough. And then also just an interesting name, Bo Taylor, who isn't really significant to anything. Just that he had a -48 OPS plus, 0.48 batting average. He was 1-for-21 with 2 walks and a sacrifice fly. Shane Bieber had a really good year. Zach Plesac had a really good year, except for his whole Corona thing. But the storyline happened after the season is when the Mets and the Indians made a deal. Carlos Carrasco and Francisco Lindor head to the Mets for Amed Rosario and Andrés Giménez. So Andrés Giménez is now your everyday shortstop. Amed Rosario can kind of play there. They say, oh my goodness. They say that he can play multiple positions. Not really. Got a text just now. Probably should turn that off. How do you turn? I don't know how to turn notifications up on the computer. But the Indians, they kind of hyped up Amed Rosario as like a player that could play all over the field. He hasn't really shown that. And now he's projected to be on the bench because they kind of don't really have a spot for him. The projected right fielder, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, I need to turn these notifications off. These things are frustrating. The current right fielder is Daniel Johnson, who I'm surprised that more people have not heard of him, because it sounds like he's like kind of a big name, just that he played in only 5 games last year. He had a pretty bad season, 1-for-12, just like Austin Hedges, -33 OPS plus, .237 OPS. He was 1-for-12 with a walk. That's not a good season. That's not good right there. Their current lineup, they re-signed Cesar Hernandez. They brought in Eddie Rosario, who was non-tendered by the Twins. They signed him to a 1-year, $8 million deal. And then, so their lineup looks all right. They have Cesar Hernandez leading off, Jose Ramirez at third, Eddie Rosario in left. I could see Jake Bowers or maybe Jordan Luplow end up in left field as well. Sort of, I'd probably say Jordan Luplow is like a platoon with Eddie Rosario, because he's not very good against hitting left-handers. Franmil Reyes is a DH. He's all the way. He's a terrible fielder. Then Josh Naylor at first. That's an interesting thing, because I could see him go to right and then Jake Bowers, because I really like Jake Bowers. He's out of options, so he can't be sent down, so he's kind of locked into the roster or end up just getting sent away. But I really like Jake Bowers, even though he didn't have a very good season. Did he even play at all last year? Where is Jake Bowers? I don't think he played. Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, he did not. He played. Did he even play at all? What? That's crazy. If Jake Bowers, he's one of my favorite players, and who's not for the Giants. Yeah, he didn't even play last year. I wonder if he was injured. Well, we'll find out later. Let's just have a quick checkup on Jake Bowers. Where was he? Let's see here, Jake Bowers, American first baseman. Where was he? He was sent down to AAA last year. He hit for the cycle last year, but I really like Jake Bowers, even though he's not very good. He swings and misses a lot. He's not a very good fielder, but I could see him playing first base and then Josh Naylor moving to right, because I feel like Daniel Johnson, who's already 26 years old, he will be 26 by June, he'll be 26 by August. He's been in the major leagues for 36 days. That's it. I don't really feel like he's a starting right fielder. The Indians are kind of a confusing team, because they're a team that you feel like could be good, but they're not really. Carlos Santana went to the Royals. Delino DeShields became a free agent, went to the Rangers. They non-tendered Tyler Naquin. Brad Hand, that was an interesting storyline. They could have picked up Brad Hand's option for $10 million, but instead they outrighted him, they designated him for assignment, and he became a free agent. And that was kind of like the first like big thing at the start of free agency, where he was like, uh-oh, this doesn't look good. We're going to have problems in free agency. Nobody's going to make any moves. Well, he went to the Washington Nationals. The Indians also traded Adam Simber to the Marlins. I liked Adam Simber, just said he wasn't very effective in the last year. He was acceptable. He 14 games, 3.97 ERA, but he doesn't miss many bats. He throws really slow. He's a submarine guy. And then I already talked about Francisco Lindor and Carlos Carrasco. So you have a hole in your rotation, your number three starter. Currently their number five, their rotation looks like this. It's Bieber number one, Plesac number two. That's kind of easy right there. Then the three starter, Aaron Civale. He had an all right year. He started all 12 games. He had a 4.74 ERA. I feel like he could be a four starter instead of a three starter. And then Tristan McKenzie, who was called up last year, he was only in the major leagues he made his debut last year. He was really good. 6 starts, 8 appearances, 3.24 ERA. Then kind of blew up in the postseason. But he looks like he could probably be a three starter if he shows up in spring training. Then their five starter, that's kind of a spot that looks like it could be kind of fluid, because they currently have Logan Allen there, and Logan Allen pitched in 3 games last year. He was also picked up from the Padres in that Trevor Bauer, that 3-team trade, the Yasiel Puig deal a couple years ago. Their bullpen's kind of a mess. They don't really have a solid closer. Their current projected closer is James Karinchak. And, I mean, that's sort of what I figured it would be. But then you have Emmanuel Clase, who was suspended last year for PEDs. Then Nick Whitgren, who was designated for assignment by the Marlins in 2019. They traded for him, and he's been really good. He's kind of popped off. But then beyond that, you don't really have many good names. You have Cal Quantrill, who was picked up in the Mike Clevenger deal. Phil Maton. There are a lot of former Padres on the Angels, or on the Indians, excuse me. Emmanuel Clase was initially signed by them. And then Adam Plutko and Kyle Nelson, two guys that were terrible last year. And then their Rule 5 pick, Trevor Stephan, he was a Rule 5 pick from the Yankees. He's probably going to be on the team just because they don't really have many other bullpen arms. Their prospects are an interesting thing to watch out for. Nolan Jones, you probably could see him in the majors at some point. He looks like he's a third baseman, but that third base spot is kind of locked up by Jose Ramirez. So I could see him go over to first base and Josh Naylor play right or something like that if Jake Bowers doesn't do good. He's their number one. Number two is Tyler Freeman. He was only in high A or advanced A in 2020 or 2019. And he's a shortstop, and they kind of picked up Andrés Giménez, and it seemed like he's kind of locked in that, because he's only 23. Well, he's 22, but he's going to be 23 by the end of the season. And yeah, I could see them end up trading Tyler Freeman, and if Andrés Giménez does good. But another trade I could see that could be happening at the trade deadline is Ahmed Rosario going to somewhere, possibly the A's or something like that, because they don't really have a spot for Ahmed Rosario. He wasn't really a salary dump. He just kind of was just thrown in that trade with the Mets. And then your starting catcher is Roberto Perez, shortstop's Andrés Giménez, center fielder is Oscar Mercado. He had a really rough year, but I'm pretty sure he's going to bounce back. And then Daniel Johnson in right, but I think that's probably going to be changing sometime soon. Tristan McKenzie's your three prospect. That's not even a thing anymore because he's in major leagues. And then a guy that they have a lot of shortstops coming up, Gabriel Arias. He's 20 years old, but he's projected to be in the majors this year. I don't think that he's going to be in the majors, though, because it seems like they're probably going to keep most of their shortstop prospects down to make sure, or just to trade them, because they kind of have, they're probably going to keep a couple of them, but I would not be surprised to see some of their shortstop prospects getting traded. So that's about it for the Indians. They kind of have a hole at the back of the rotation, and then a couple holes in their bullpen, and then also a couple players that they kind of have a right field spot open. So keep an eye out for the right field spot and see if anything changes if you're an Indians fan. So with that said, toodles, I'm going to go do my Colorado Rockies one. That'll be a tough one because they have not made any moves whatsoever.